Pig Radio, KPIG, Freedom 107.5 FM, KPYG 94.9 Cayucas. And it's about a minute past 7 o'clock. It's time for news with Travis T. Hip. He's got all the news you never knew you needed to know till right now.
Well, coming back from their vacation, the Congress is ready to keep up with what they have been doing, which is damn near nothing. Today, the bill to raise the debt limit for the United States, which has already expired, will be heard in the Senate. And at 6:30 local time back there, so this afternoon for us, they will take a vote. And the Republican majority will vote not to raise the debt limit, thereby setting the stage for the economic crisis that is their threat to try and cut various elements of the budget, particularly domestic spending, before they sign off on the debt limit. In other words, dancing on the razor's edge of financial collapse, not just for the United States, but for most of the rest of the Western world. But then again, that's politics. Meanwhile, in the real world, the situation in Yemen has gone from bad to worse. The Yemenis are not unreasonable people. Every time that they have recently fought some sort of a battle and they found out that everybody on the other side were Yemenis as well, they quit shooting at each other. It's only by producing rumors that the rebels are made up of Sudanese and Algerians and Al-Qaeda that the president has been able to keep his people in line. Now comes the breakdown of what was only about a 48-hour truce, and the tribal leaders, and particularly the largest tribe of the Hashids in Yemen, are now after the president in Sana'a, major fighting going on in the capital. Meanwhile, the city of Taiz has been the site of a major battle down there, where a peaceful encampment of protesters in the main square was attacked with machine guns and rockets. 50 people died in Taiz. And another town down on the coast, Abdulja, is apparently in the hands of the rebels who have set up an autonomous local government and are taking care of everything except being able to defend it against what is essentially the Imperial Guard troops of the president who are trying to take it back. So far, they have not managed to do so. It's really coming apart down in Yemen. Not to mention Tripoli, where we continue to hit the area of command and control and Gaddafi's headquarters in Tripoli with rockets, and now the French helicopter gunships are going in this week. That caused 8 of the top generals of Gaddafi's army, which is interesting because the way Gaddafi's army is structured, each of those generals sort of had their own little army. And if 8 of them have bailed, that means that in most cases, their armies that they represented are not in the fight anymore. They bailed to Italy over the weekend. change is coming, folks. It's just that you don't know which diaper to pull. The Egyptian front is interesting. The Egyptians have opened a Gaza border point to the Gaza Strip. That means that women, children, and men under the age of 18 or over the age of 40 do not need permits to travel freely between Egypt and the thing that opens up trade. It opens up all of the shortages of medical supplies and stuff now may legitimately be run through Egypt. The Israelis are screaming bloody murder that this is going to allow for more weapons to come in, but there's not really a shortage of weapons in the Gaza Strip. The situation, however, is a brand new one diplomatically, and we'll see where it goes with the Israeli peace talks. And the top NATO commander in Afghanistan was wounded in a suicide bomber that hit the NATO command headquarters. It's several top commanders of the Afghan military who were also with the NATO leaders were injured as well. The Taliban is taking credit for the action. I believe that we lost 7 more Americans over the weekend. in various actions throughout Afghanistan. We are seriously into the fighting season over there. Keep an eye on it. We are failing to make progress in most of the areas of battle. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the radio on a Tuesday already. Stay tuned.